Welcome back to No Longer Conformed, as we are studying the book of Acts, Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, persecution in Iconium. Look at verses 1 through 7 of Acts chapter 14 with me. Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. And they were preaching the gospel there. Hindrance, rejection, and now persecution. Gospel success always leads to opposition. And why? Well, fear. As in Cyprus, due to lost position of influence and diminished power. Jealousy, like Antioch, because religious leaders can become envious of successful peers. Unbelief is the issue at Iconium. Unresolved guilt provokes schemes to cover it up. Guilt dealt with can produce good. Ignored, it can only bring evil. This passage highlights the progressive path to persecution. And let's examine those three segments of the road to persecution. What are they? Well, first, success leads to opposition. Verses 1 through 3. Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Iconium is about 90 miles southeast of Antioch. Paul focused on major population centers. He preached first in the synagogues. And although the focus was now on the Gentiles, Paul never gave up on the Jews. There were prospects among the Jewish communities. Some would hear. Some were Gentile proselytes, and other Gentiles who believed in God. Success was experienced with both groups of people. It says a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Unbelievers then stirred up trouble. That is how persecution begins. They poisoned their minds against the brethren. How did Paul and Barnabas respond to the situation? Well, they weren't intimidated. They were emboldened. It says, therefore they stayed there a long time. They saw the opposition, the situation, and rather than being chased off, they became bolder. They stayed there a long time. It was the exact opposite of thinking today. Today, if our sharing of the gospel is resisted, we shrink away. We back off. And we say, well, no. They don't want to hear that now. And we need to respect that. Who did the witnessing? Look at verse 3. Again, the second part of it. speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Who was doing the witness? The Lord. It says, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace. Granting. See, even when we give a witness, it's the Lord who gives the witness through us. He's the one. We speak boldly in the Lord, and he gives the witness. He grants the signs if there's signs and wonders to be done. Second, so success leads to opposition. And second, opposition leads to division as we go down this road from success to persecution. Opposition leads to division. Look at verse 4. But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. See, this happens in churches all the time. Once those opposed to the leaders begin to poison others, members start choosing sides. Those benefited by the ministry and those who didn't like it. Anyway. And even some supporters get poisoned. Everything said or done gets interpreted by the sides to suit their position, for or against. Jesus announced that his message would have a dividing effect. Matthew 10, verses 34 to 39. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Luke chapter 12, verses 51 to 53. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on the earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. From now on, five in one house will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And then third, division leads to persecution. Verses 5 through 7. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. And they were preaching the gospel there. God's ministers, God's servants must be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. When do you stay in the face of opposition? And when do you know it's time to move on? Verse 3, therefore they stayed there a long time. But in verse 6, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. Opposition and division developed into persecution. A violent attempt was made by both the Jews and the Gentiles with their rulers to abuse and stone them. Mob violence was ready to go. Persecution, even if violent, doesn't dictate leaving a ministry opportunity. We'll soon see next time that they stayed at Lystra after a stoning. They fled but didn't stop preaching the good news. Be sensitive to the Spirit's lead and remain faithful wherever He directs a ministry. If it's to stay and boldly preach, or if it's time to go. If it's time to stay and even face abuse, stoning, stay. And if it's time to go, leave. You have a great day.